can blow in the watercolor when it slides on the roof. That's the kind of question need a courtroom missing a tooth. You won't school his truth with the varnish stripped loose. Half the world wants judgment, half the world just wants proof. See, everybody want it properly framed and local. Something they can point at, something visible and vocal. But brevity don't pass the flying weather won't decay. And the war don't hate the picture when the nail says I can't. So I write in little factions, hairline splits in the glaze. All the mercy in the method, all the method in the haze. If the pigment hits the gutter, is it failure or release? Is the wreck is just a sermon with the better sense of peace?
Who can blend the water?
In a soft world, watch the evidence drool.
Who can blame the weatherman for confessing the bus?
Who can blame the silver spoon for going quietly down to the rust? Everybody wants a villain, and everybody wants the news. Who can blame the watercolor
when it slides off the roof?
I seen people blame a mirror for the angle of the light. Blame the page for what they call when a hand forgot to write. Blame the shoreline for retreating from a thousand patient waves. Blame your sea for being buried when you only tried to braid. You can hear the whole absurdity tap dancing in the hall. Little polished shoes of reason tripping over what is small. We want ethics in the plaster, we want malice in the do. Want the gutter to apologize for doing gutter duty too. But the world is not a courtroom and the storm is not a thief. Some kind of what you call betrayal is a medium's belief. Water runs, big man yields, roof tilts, daylight bends, and the thing can its nature without meaning to offend.
Who can blame the water color when it slides off the roof? Who can blame the technique for obeying the truth? Who can blame the handwritten sky when the ink starts to move?
Water fats in the soft world, watch the evidence drool. Going quietly, though with rust. Everybody wants a villain, and everybody wants a mood. Who can blame the watercolor
when it slides off the roof?
Cross-examine rainfall,
subpoena the breeze,
read the rights to mildew,
bring the puddles to their knees,
call the ceiling as a witness,
ask the skylight for a name.
Take a statement from the wallpaper.
See if sorrow signs the blame.
But the answer keeps on slipping. Strange, not mistaking pure compliance for a conscious act of change. Not every fallen color is a sabotage or sin. Sometimes Rome just meets the forces that were always closing in. That's the lesson in the runoff, that's the jewel in the spill. Know your categories tremble when the soft refuses still. You can frame it as collapse or as a brief becoming free. You can call it what a pity or what else could it be. I got rap like folded steel, little lantern in your lung. I make paradoxes pirouette until the fact is sung. And the fact is this, we're fragile and our finest things may slide. Not because they lack intention, but because they never lie. So if art comes off the rooftop and comes streaming down the drain, don't abuse the shade of treason for consenting to the rain. Put your hand out, catch the color, let it stain you with the groove. Who can blame a water combo when it
slides off the roof?
For going quietly down with rust. Everybody wants a villain.
Everybody wants
a news. Who can blame the watercolor?